Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
And we'll start with the Irish Times, which leads with Britain leaves the European Union with a bang, not a whimper. It's an opinion piece by its London editor, which says when Britain leaves the EU tonight, it will do so not in triumph or in sorrow, but with a sense of weariness, all passion spent after years of rancour that put its political and constitutional system under strain. And there's lots more analysis in the paper on Brexit and where it goes from here. Elsewhere on the front of the paper is the story about the bailout of the FAI, rescue package worth more than 30 million agreed for FAI. Also on the front page is the story that the World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus a public health emergency of international concern. The paper goes on to say that a professor of immunology at Trinity College Dublin said Ireland needs to start screening passengers arriving into the country and to make quarantine preparations. However, Nigel Stevenson also said it was very unlikely the virus would spread in Ireland and there was no reason for a freak out about the situation. And from next week, testing facilities for the new virus will be available in Dublin. The Irish Independent also leads with coronavirus. Also on that front page, pension funds hit amid fears property now overvalued. It says pension pots have taken a hit after two of the country's largest fund managers slashed the value of their Irish commercial property funds. In recent days, fund manager Aviva marked down the value of its Friends First commercial property fund by 9.1%, while Irish Life has marked down its Irish property fund by 6.1%. And the paper says it's understood this followed an unusually high level of withdrawals from the funds. It's believed this has been sparked by concerns the commercial property values have peaked after several years of strong growth, and a significant number of pension holders are exposed to commercial property in Ireland. Also on the front page is a picture of Tracy Pickett, the RTE Racing presenter, who's said to be devastated at the station's decision not to renew her annual contract and wishing she had more warning. The Irish Examiner leads with Ross, 20 million to FAI is not a bailout. The paper also covers last night's debate with the headline, Volume Goes Up for Second Seven-Way Election Debate. It says the debate, chaired by Matt Cooper and Ivan Yates, saw the two presenters making more noise in the first 2 minutes than had been seen in both televised debates broadcast thus far put together. And we'll have more on last night's debate later in the show, when I speak to News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe. The Examiner has a story, rents and house costs to keep going up. It says rents will continue to rise strongly this year by 5% and house prices will rise by 2%. That's according to the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. They have forecast as strong as shortages of affordable housing continues to drive the market. The projections come as the issues of housing and homelessness continue to be hotly debated topics in the election campaign. It says rents will rise by 5% despite urban rent caps, as the limits do not apply to new units or to major refurbishments by landlords, the society said. And just for the day that's in it, I'll take a look at the front of the British papers. The Guardian has a picture of the cliffs of Doher with the British flag on top of a falling sandcastle. It says small island, after 47 years, Britain leaves the EU at 11 p.m. tonight. The biggest gamble in a generation. The other papers have a different take. The Daily Express has, yes, we did it. The Daily Telegraph has a picture of Boris Johnson on the front. This is not an end, but a beginning, and an 8-page supplement inside to mark a campaign that changed history. The Times, PM wants Canada-style trade deal with Brussels. To the tabloids, and they have a mix of stories about the NCT and FAI rescue package. The Star leads with Saved by the Bail and says the deal splits opinion. It also has a story about the funerals of the three McGinley children who will be laid to rest today. The Irish Mirror says killer flu could hit 20,000 Irish. A top doctor has warned 20,000 people here could be infected in a deadly coronavirus outbreak within weeks, but goes on to say the specialist remains confident the Irish health system can cope with the now declared global emergency, and there are no cases here so far. the Irish Daily Mail NCT chaos to last months. It says now more than 250,000 drivers may be affected. More than a quarter of a million motorists could face weeks of chaos as the NCT fiasco looks set to drag on for 2 months. Any vehicle brought for the tests will be marked as a fail, even if no problems are found. And motorists who go for an NCT inspection will be given a document to clarify that they partially completed the test, but will have to return at an unspecified later date to finish the checks. The Herald, back of the debt. Niall Quinn hails great day for Irish football. It also says taxpayer hit for €5.8 million every year for next 4 years. The Irish Sun has an exclusive on its front page. The only man jailed over huge €30 million Northern Bank raid speaks to the paper with the quote, "I want every penny taken from me and damages." Now to some of the other stories you'll be talking about today. The Daily Mail has an interesting story on page 3. Hormone treatment increases chance of avoiding miscarriage. Thousands more babies could be born each year if women with a history of miscarriages were given a hormone, experts say. They want progesterone to be given twice a day to women who bleed early in pregnancy. Experts from the University of Birmingham say women at risk should be given it as a standard, and they suggest the €240 drug would result in many more babies being born each year. The Irish Times has a story about a direct provision centre in Limerick that's closing. At least €13 million in state funds has been spent on running a direct provision centre in County Limerick, which will close its doors today after residents complained about living conditions. The Mount Trenchard Centre, which has been described by residents as an open-air prison similar to Guantanamo Bay, is transferring its final few residents to direct provision centres across Ireland. Department of Justice figures released to the Irish Times reveal the state paid a contractor €9.6 million between 2004 and 2015 to house asylum seekers at the home. On page 23 of the Irish Independent, mass devalued by dress-down crowd, says top theologian. One of the country's top theologians has hit out at service station masses attended by bored congregants who dress down for the liturgy and expect priests to be entertainers. Speaking about the vocations crisis, Father Vincent Toomey, a retired professor on moral theology at Maynooth, told the Irish Independent that some in the Irish Church were still trying to keep up with the cultural artefact of traditional Irish Catholicism where churches were full. Those calling for the ordination of married men and women were dealing with the symptoms, not the cure, he said, adding that the cause was a lack of faith. And in the supplement, the Irish Times supplement Business This Week has a story about shoppers on Dublin streets down sharply. And this is footfall for city centre retailers in January slips by up to 15% in wake of sales. So the number of shoppers on prime streets in Dublin city centre dipped significantly in January when compared to the same time last year. That's according to the most up-to-date data distribution among retailers. Dublin Town, an organisation representing city centre businesses, circulated footfall figures among retailers showing the number of shoppers on some prime streets were down more than 15% at certain points in January. And the decline in the number of shoppers on city streets is caused by structural shifts in the retail market, such as the shift to online shopping, according to industry groups such as Retail Excellence. Also, we have on the in the Irish Daily Mail, Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow was last night accused by a leading health expert of promoting dodgy health fads that put the public at risk.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.